RadioInfluence.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Forking Around Town. Today, I am joined once again by my friend and neighbor, Mr. Kurt Lorden. How are you, Kurt?
I am amazing. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning. You and that Mountain Dew, I guess it's working for you.
It is. Coffee's just not strong enough, apparently.
I don't think I've ever had Mountain Dew. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird.
It just reminds me of like something John Klein would drink with a bag of Doritos.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. My son loves Mountain Dew. Every time we go out, he asks for it. I don't get it.
I mean, it's just basically pure sugar and caffeine.
Exactly. But why does it say, I just noticed it says 10 calories per bottle. I'm being nosy. Sorry.
Because
is it like a diet Mountain Dew?
It is a diet Mountain Dew, and it just indicates that it has 10 calories per bottle. Oh. Do you not read labels normally?
I just saw it. When you said it was full of sugar, I'm like, why does it say only 10 calories?
Actually, there's less than one sugar and less than one total carb. So it's just basic caffeine, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. Now I want to read the whole entire thing.
Well, we don't have time for that.
No, we don't.
I'm joking.
You've distracted me.
Sorry. I'm good at that.
I was
usually
prepared.
I'm the one distracted. Usually.
You got me off the rails.
I know. But anyway, I'm glad you're here today. Kurt's actually helping me. I wanted to do something a little different today. A lot of times I get people that just message me on Instagram and ask me questions about Instagram, being an influencer, just different things. And I thought it would be kind of fun to take everyone's questions and actually answer them on this podcast, because some of you might be interested in these topics. So Kurt's going to read them off and he'll say who the question is from. We do have some that are anonymous, but if I am reading the handle of the person who's asking the question, I would love for you to follow them because I love them. they're great people. They actually, all of the people that sent questions are people I really admire. So I definitely would, you know, suggest you follow them. So I guess let's get this going, Kurt.
All right. Question number one. I feel like I'm like on a game show.
I know, right?
This is from Civic Flavor. What are some ways a new food influencer like me, not me, but Civic Flavor, can break into the food influencing game?
That's a great question, Civic Flavor, I have to say. There are so many different ways. Instagram is definitely my favorite platform. And basically, once you decide that you want to get into, you know, becoming an influencer or you know, posting on Instagram, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you have a username that's going to be catchy and creative, that's going to fit whatever it is that you're trying to, you know, chat, talk about. Sorry, we've got some noises going on in the background. Did you hear that? What is that noise? Anyway.
That's probably construction.
Exactly. There's so much construction in South Tampa. I hate it. But yeah, you definitely want to have a name that's fitting. Like when I came up with Forking Around Town, it wasn't my first time having an account on Instagram. I have my personal account, which I'm almost embarrassed to even share it because I've really neglected it over the last 2 years. When I started on Instagram, I really didn't know what I was doing. I would post random pictures of my kids or my dog or whatever, and there was really no rhyme or reason to it. So when I decided to go in the direction of all food, I sat down and I wrote down notes as to what I wanted to accomplish, what I wanted to do with my account, and everything just came together, and that's how I came up with my name. So you definitely want to write things down, make sure your username is available, and just make a list of 5 different key points that you want your account to be about. And I think once you have all that, it'll be easy. And just make sure that you take time with your content. Don't post a picture if you're not proud of it. There are so many photo apps out there that you can use to manipulate pictures to make them look how you want. Try to go with kind of a nice theme for your page. And that's really about it. It's pretty simple. As long as you love it, it's going to be fun and things will just naturally flow.
All right. This next question, she must follow you a lot because this is from Eat Like Tia.
I love Tia. She's great. She's awesome. So follow her.
This is actually something I wanted to know too. Other than pizza, this is almost like a Cards Against Humanity question.
Right?
Other than pizza, if you could only have one food that you could eat for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh, gosh. Probably pasta. I know that's kind of in the same category as pizza, but definitely pasta.
Okay.
There are so many ways that you can be creative with it. And I make it often at home. My absolute favorite is lemon spaghetti. A lot of people haven't heard of that, but it's just, it's fantastic. And pasta is one of those things, you know, if, especially if you're going through hard times and you're poor, you can definitely live off pasta for a while. And I've done it many times.
That is true. And it's funny, there was another question. It was one of the anonymous questions. It actually was that exact same question, but it said it didn't have other than pizza. What would you have if you could only eat pizza all day long? Right. Now, what do you think about pineapple on pizza? And that's actually getting off topic. Forget it.
No, that's fine. That's a question I get sometimes. I don't care. You know, when I was a kid, I used to love ham and pineapple pizza. I mean, I'm just being honest. And I think people take it way too seriously. I mean, pizza's kind of like a canvas. Do what you want with it. Put whatever toppings you want. As long as you enjoy it, it doesn't matter what other people think. And there are some places in Tampa that have done a great job with pineapple. Like Sally O'Neill's has done some pretty creative stuff.
Okay. So. All right.
To each his own.
Yeah, exactly. Good stuff. This question is from Maga Ola Tampa. And her question is, the messiest but most satisfying dish you have had in your food blogging
adventures.
Quest. Yeah, adventures.
There's a couple. Definitely the cheesy Todd at Dad's. That is so hard to eat. I'm sure you've had it because if you live in Tampa, who hasn't heard of it? But the buns are fried mac and cheese, and it's a lot. I mean, you have to use a fork and knife with that one.
Yes.
Another thing which actually was really good, and it was one of my first times venturing into the vegan food world, is over at Dixie Dharma in Armature Works. They call it a not dog, and it's basically a vegan chili dog.
Okay.
And that was, I couldn't pick it up. I mean, I had chili all over my face, all over my shirt. I'm kind of a messy eater. I can't eat anything without spilling on me.
I've seen you eat. It's... It's a treat. It's like throwing a burrito at a fan.
Thanks.
No, a good chili dog, you shouldn't be able to pick up with your hands. You almost have to just...
Wait, no. Well, you said good chili dog, but let's talk about that shriveled up one that you were served.
Oh, yeah. We're without chili. It was just basically just a dog. Mm-hmm. This is one of the anonymous questions. What are some of your favorite or your favorite photo spots to shoot food in Tampa Bay?
Okay, that's a little tough only because if you're shooting food, it has to be usually within a restaurant, but there are places that I've gone to. If I've actually done a recipe and I want to, you know, photograph my creation, I'll travel. I think anywhere inside Armature Works is great. You can kind of walk outside. You have a nice backdrop. Some restaurants are ideal for photography. Some are not. I always try to go outside wherever I'm at just to get that natural light. Mm-hmm. The worst place to take pictures, unless you go outside, is Dad's. I've always struggled with that place. The lighting in there is just not conducive. I've brought my own lighting. It still doesn't help. I usually go outside and people look at me like I'm strange because they have out on their patio, they have kind of a little buffet table that they use to store condiments on. And I'm always out there rearranging to take pictures.
Now, when you bring your own natural light, do you just bring a 6-pack or is it a 12-pack?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I should. I've never had that either, and I never will. I'll put that in the category with Mountain Dew and all those things.
This is another question from Eat Like Tia. What was one restaurant you went to that surprised you on how good it was?
Oh, gosh. I wish I would have thought about that. That's that really is a tough one. Because sometimes you just stumble into places and you're okay. I got it. Sorry. It just came to me. Smokin' 19.
Which, where's that at?
That is on 19.
Well, that makes sense.
I mean, you know, Highway 19. I'm really bad with directions. I've lived here for a long time. But if you're going, if you're taking Gandhi going towards St. Pete, is that south?
Right. It's actually west, but okay.
You would go left towards St. Pete rather than Clearwater. And it's somewhere over there. I really don't know the neighborhood. I stumbled upon it on Thanksgiving. And from the outside, I was drawn to it because they had, it looked like a place Burt Reynolds would hang out. I don't know, it was weird.
Nothing there but was, black Camaros out front.
Exactly. But when I walked in, there was nobody in there. It was Thanksgiving, though, so
right.
You know,
well, yeah.
You got to give them something.
Now, Smoking 19, everyone grab your Google. That way you can figure out where it is. Is it barbecue, I'm assuming?
It is primarily barbecue. They've got fantastic wings. I had a smoked ribeye with a blue cheese coleslaw that just rocked my world.
I'm writing that down because I might make that blue cheese coleslaw.
Delicious.
Yeah, mine's actually Sariwon, which is the Korean place up on Cyprus. And I've learned that with barbecue, the dirtier the place looks, the better the food is.
Right.
I've no idea why, but it's true, and I've yet to be proven wrong. All right, let's see here. This is another anonymous one. What made you start, or how did you start with blogging and Instagram?
Okay, that's a great question. I moved here from, you know, California back in 2003. And I mean, I hate to say this, but I hated Tampa when I first got here. I don't know if it was the humidity. I wasn't loving it. I can also probably, you know, part of the reason is where I lived. I lived at first in Carrollwood, which I like Carrollwood. I think, I mean, it's a nice place, but it's not my type of place, if that makes any sense. I hate driving out there. So I didn't like Carrollwood when I first moved here. And then I was living out right on the border of Tampa and Brandon over on 60 and Adamo.
Uh-huh.
There really wasn't a whole lot going on.
Well, so unless you're a truck driver or you want like to go to strip clubs.
Hooters was like the place in Cherries, I think. Those were the two places I could walk to from my apartment. But I didn't love Tampa. And I struggled and struggled and struggled. So back in 2010, I was working at a CPA firm and we had just finished a really busy tax season. And I was kind of burnt out and I sat there one day and I thought, you know, it's been 7 years. Why am I not loving where I live? And that was the day I decided to start a blog, and it was called My Other City by the Bay, because whenever on the news they would talk about the Bay Area being Tampa Bay, it reminded me of San Francisco and how they would refer to San Francisco out in California. Mm-hmm. So I started to go and look for places that reminded me of my favorite spots back home. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy that just doing that alone opened up so many doors. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of a sudden I was getting emails from PR companies inviting me to dinners. And that really is what did it for me and how I got started. And then after that, I mean, I launched two other websites and just kind of got started in the whole Instagram and influencer game. But for mm-hmm. me, it's been 9 years.
Okay. Well, and you kind of came in at the right time, because over the past, and I'm actually going to make this number up, but it's pretty close to being accurate. So over the past 7-8 years, there has just been an absolute food explosion.
Yes,
in Tampa, which is, and it's only getting better. So for those of you out there that want to jump in the game, it's not too late. This is from Kim Com, and this actually I take to heart because of all the stuff that I help you out with. How hard is it to be everywhere and still have a home? Still have home stuff to do.
Oh, it's hard. And sleep is the one thing that usually gets sacrificed. And I've been catching up.
You can sleep when you die.
Well, I know, but I think you're more productive when you sleep. It's hard. I mean, I usually wake up in the morning and I have so much stuff to do. Also being a social media manager for different places. And then I work during the day and then I have kids at night and dinner and, you know, they have their things that are going on. It's hard. So early morning and late nights are my best friend, and that's mm-hmm. kind of when I try to get everything done. And I do eat out a lot. And sometimes it's hard if I have events to go to during the week. I have to scramble to make sure my kids are taken care of and get a babysitter if need be. And it's hard. It's not easy, but it's definitely a balancing act.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and what's funny is it's just like any other profession. And, you know, balancing that work and home life is always difficult. Mm-hmm. So this is another question from Eat Like Tia. What's one tip you would give restaurants based on your dining experience? And this is actually good because both you and I have been in the restaurant business mm-hmm. pretty much our entire lives.
I think as a restaurant, especially when you are, if you're like an expediter in the kitchen or a head chef, whatever your role is, you want to make sure that food looks good when it's going to the table.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you'll look at pictures that a restaurant will put out on social media. You go order that same dish and it looks nothing like it.
Yeah.
So just having, you know, taking that pride to make sure that everything you send out of the kitchen is Instagram worthy, because let's face it, everyone's snapping pictures of their food.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised sometimes when I see food go out, and I thought it's not that hard to maybe wipe the plate a little bit if there's sauce smudged. I mean, just make it look presentable.
Or just put something on the plate. I mean, I went to
right?
the restaurant will remain nameless, but I went out to dinner on Saturday and I'm not drinking, so I didn't have any wine. We had one appetizer and two entrees, mm-hmm. and our tab was a little over $100.
Okay.
So you could see the, you know, it's obviously was a higher end restaurant. And the person I was with, she ordered a steak. She ordered a filet mignon, and, you know, one of the sides was mashed potatoes. Literally, it was a dinner plate and just a steak on it and a bowl of mashed potatoes that was completely separate.
So the plate was bigger than the steak.
Oh, it was an 8-ounce filet and a dinner plate.
Oh, wow.
So, and I'm like, really? Like, you couldn't, like, even when I cook at home, I plate I make the plate desirable. You know, if it's, you know, some flowers from the plumeria tree out back, or I'll take like a lemon wedge and fill it with coffee grounds and put, make it look like a flower. I mean, just make it look appetizing and just bring some flavor to your flavor, I guess. I don't know.
Wait.
It's too much Mountain Dew.
Coffee grounds on a lemon.
So like.
Like you make it look like a little treat?
Yeah. So if I do like chicken piccata or something that has lemon in it, I'll take the lemon, I'll core it out, and I'll put coffee grounds in it to make it look like dirt, and I'll put, you know, some fresh picked flowers and put it up in the corner it looks. Yeah, I mean, it's an art form, and I'm always practicing, you know, putting something new on the plate to make it, because you eat with your eyes first.
That sounds like my father. He's always doing stuff like that. Everything is art to him when it comes to food.
It has to
be. I'm like, can we just eat now?
Yeah, can we eat? Listen, Picasso, calm down.
Right. But hey, my dad puts a lot into what, I mean, he's one of the main reasons I love food so much.
Right.
So he's definitely one of the reasons.
So we should have actually had Rocco and Gia here for this question. What is your children's favorite restaurants?
That's an easy one. It is Paul's Chicago Pizza.
Paul's Chicago Pizza.
And it's actually one of my favorite spots. I mean, I love to get dressed up and go out to a nice restaurant, but at the end of the day, my favorite place is something casual. Mm-hmm. I love Paul's because you walk in there and you feel very welcome. Mm-hmm. The owners, Paul and Donna, they're just wonderful people, and their food is great. I mean, I know it's pizza, but they do a great job with their Chicago style. They have some of the best wings in town. They're just really, really nice people, and everyone that works there, they come up and greet you. You feel at home. So that's definitely our favorite spot.
Well, I mean, you say it's just pizza, but you can mess up a pizza. That's
well, people
sure.
laugh and they say, that's not really a restaurant. I'm like, no, it is a restaurant. And their food is outstanding.
There are some really bad pizza restaurants out there. So I get it.
right.
Let's see. Ooh, here we go. So this is another anonymous question.
Okay.
What do you love and what do you dislike about being a food influencer? So I guess, yeah.
Okay. That's a good question. What I love about it is, you know, having the opportunity to, you know, be invited to different media events, you know, check out different restaurants, you know, that are, you know, before they open, get sneak previews, all those types of things. It's great. One of the things I hate is that, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but it's okay. I think sometimes there are people that think that they're better than others. And I hate going to events when there's people that just aren't very nice, you know, and it happens a lot.
Right.
And I don't know. I think I look at myself as being someone who has really put in a lot of time. I've been doing this for 9 years, and I guess people say I'm one of the OGs of blogging or whatever the heck. I even hate that word.
What, blogging?
I don't know
why.
OG.
No, you're original gangsta. I like it.
OG is fine. But yes, I mean, I am older than a lot of people out there. And I feel that there are some people that aren't always authentic. They have professional photographers with them taking pictures, but they're not necessarily eating the food. Mm-hmm. I eat everything. Let's be real. I mean, I struggle all the time I'm always trying to lose 5 pounds, but I do eat everything. And I just wish that some people would just be a little more authentic. Just, if you're going to take a picture with that pasta, eat the pasta.
Right.
Don't just pose with it and act like you ate it. That is something that, I don't know. That's one thing I hate.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That makes, it makes sense. this is from Mago Ola Tampa. And I guess, obviously, since you and I are both on the no drinking tip, this is the best drink in Tampa. The name of the drink and the restaurant.
That's always a tough one. Yes. I haven't been drinking this entire month of August, taking a break from that and sugar and other things, but oh boy, that's a tough one. 'Cause there are so many places, and I'm one of those weird ones. When I go out, I don't usually pick a fancy cocktail. I know that sounds crazy. Once in a while, I will if I want to try something, especially when traveling.
Right.
But I'm very basic. I'm usually wine or like vodka soda because I'm always thinking about sugar and calories, which I know it doesn't really go well together. I'd have to say Trophy Fish in St. Pete is one of my favorite spots.
Okay.
They have several different drinks I like. Off the top of my head, I can't remember their exact names, but I've tried almost everything on their menu. I've been there three times now. Once was their grand opening, so we got to try several drinks.
Okay.
But they do a great job. One of their bartenders, his name is Julio, and you can follow him on Instagram. He is Poor Decisions. And I'll share this later so you can make sure to follow him. He is a true artist when it comes to his craft. He does a great job. Everything he's ever made is not only aesthetically pleasing, I mean, the taste is just outstanding. Another one of my favorite spots is Anise Global Gastrobar in downtown. And my good friend Justin, who is a bartender there, I've been friends with
Justin.
Him. Justin, yes.
He's awesome.
He's great. Anything Justin makes...
He makes the best bramble on the planet. I think it's raspberry or blackberry.
Blackberry bramble.
Yes, it's so good. And I'm not a big sugary drink person.
I actually wrote an entire article on Justin years ago about that drink. So, yes. That's one of my go-tos when I go to Anise.
Yeah, yeah. They make a really good old-fashioned as well. Mine is Ocean's Prime makes the best martini in Tampa.
What's that one they have? I've never had it. The Bubbles... Berry and Bubbles or something like that.
I have no idea. Like, again,
I haven't had it. So.
Yeah, I was the only reason why I tried the Brambles. I was dating a girl at the time that I went to Anise, and she got it, and then I tried it. And I was like, that's actually really, really good.
When aren't you dating a girl?
True. True.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
It's
that's
funny.
Okay.
Kurt and I go way back. It's okay.
Yeah, we do.
I can tease him a little bit.
Absolutely, you can.
It's like he gives me a hard time.
I do. That's the reason why I'm on this show. that is it. That's the questions. Oh, so I guess I'm going to preface this question. So like in my industry, being in the mortgage industry, it's kind of like a fraternity, you know, the other originators that are around town and, you know, you're friends with them or you compete directly with them. And it's kind of healthy, fun competition. This is from Eat Like Tea. She goes, who are some of your favorite local food bloggers and influencers and why? And I'm assuming that you kind of have that same fraternal or sororital,
right?
You know, order within.
Definitely. I've got a few. Well, definitely Eat Like Tia. She also has a page called Pennies in My Pocket. I've known Tia for many years. She's definitely one of my favorite influencers. She's a good friend of mine. Mm-hmm. She does a great job. She's also one of those people, if I'm ever with her somewhere, we just kind of get each other. Mm-hmm. So as far as if she needs me to take her picture or vice versa, we're good. We understand what we need for our pages. Lori Livin' Life. She's been on my podcast before and she's based in Sarasota. And again, I'm going to share all these handles with everybody when I repost this link for this show because these are great people you want to follow. Lori is kind of my hero in the Instagram world. Mm-hmm. She is one of the most down-to-earth people I have ever met. Super friendly, always there to help out. She's just a great, great person. It's very rare to meet those kinds of people. Those are probably... my top two favorites. Of course, I've got so many. I'm always commenting on their stuff on Instagram and sharing them in my stories. Eat, Wander, Slay. She's someone who I will be having as a guest coming up. She does a great job. She's more of a lifestyle blogger and fashion, but she mixes food in there, which I think is a great combination. And she's slaying it. I mean, she's doing a great job and I love her work.
Awesome.
I mean, I could go on for days, but those are going to be my favorite.
I don't think we have that much
girl
time.
Power. We don't, because I could talk for hours. But real quick, before we wrap this up, tell me about the best thing you ate all weekend.
Well, actually, that's easy. I made homemade chicken pot pie, and that's the best thing I had all weekend.
That sounds really good.
Yes, it was incredible, and I actually made it keto friendly. So I used almond flour for the first time, which making a roux with almond flour is a little bit more difficult. So typically with your roux, you're going to do equal parts fat, equal parts, you know, flour. With this, I had to basically double the fat content just to get it to stick because it became really dry and really crumbly.
crumbly.
Yeah. So it didn't. it took a lot longer to stick. So,
gotcha.
And I had to use double the chicken stock because just for some reason the almond flour is a heck of a lot more absorbent than regular flour. So that was the only challenge.
Very cool. So, yeah. I spent my entire weekend eating. I took a little bit of a break.
You were down in Clearwater, right?
I was, but before that I went to the Treehouse on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I was there for a meeting, but the food really surprised me. I never went there when it was the Platt Street Borough. Never had a chance to go there. So ever since it's become the Treehouse, however you're supposed to say it, I've been wanting to go there. I had a chimichurri steak. It was great. I swapped out the rice it was served with for Brussels sprouts. It was delicious.
Do you remember, actually it's now, well, no, it's it, it was Copperfish and then it was something else. And then before that, it was actually the wrong location, the Samba Room. Do you remember the Samba Room? It's now Timpano's actually. I think the Samba Room moved to where Copperfish is. They had, and I wish it would come back, but they had the best chimichurri steak that I've ever had in my entire life. So I'll have to go to the Treehouse, which I like the fact that they call it the Treehouse because I'm an Ohio State fan and it's the Ohio State University. Anyway, I'll have to go try it because a good chimichurri steak is life-changing.
No, I agree 100%. And it's definitely one of my go-tos when trying to be keto-friendly.
Where is it located?
It's on Platt. It used to be the Rack, I believe.
Oh, that's right. We've had this conversation.
I'm so terrible with
that place. Has been a bunch of things too. So hopefully that one sticks.
It's definitely going to stick. It's their menu. I mean, everything, and you can tell is from scratch. I also tried some meatballs and some ceviche. Okay. I cannot wait to go back. I'm trying to think. Yes, I was in Clearwater. I had a very interesting pizza. I mean, I'm telling you, I went all out. I cheated this weekend so bad. I had to. I was tired of all protein, but there was a place called Extreme Pizza, and I had it was a potato and pesto pizza. It was just a small little personal. It was delicious. I'm trying to think. At the Palm Pavilion, I had some fish and chips. I was just wanting to be bad.
There is nothing wrong with some good fish and chips with some
really
malt vinegar. Oh, you're killing me right now.
Yeah. So anyway, that was it. I mean, I ate a lot. I'm sure you'll see it on Instagram. But anyway, thank you, Kurt, for taking the time to out of your busy mortgage life to come and help me. Anyways, thanks, you guys. I'm going to be sharing all of the handles of everyone that asked questions. And if you have any further questions, please feel free to message me directly on Instagram at Forking Around Town, or you can email me anytime, tracy@forkingaroundtown.com. And be sure to listen to this podcast. It comes out every Tuesday on radioinfluence.com. And you can also find it wherever you download your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, you'll find it. Have a great week, everyone.
Radio Influence Tampa Bay is always interested in adding new podcasts that are focused solely on the Tampa Bay area. If you have an existing podcast that fits the bill or have an idea that you want to bring to life, email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. Radio Influence and Radio Influence Tampa Bay. The future is now.